call it Sauna World. Astronomers said Wednesday that they had discovered a planet composed mostly of water. You would not want to live there. In addition to the heat, 200 degrees Celsius on the ocean surface, the planet is probably cloaked in a dark fog of superheated steam and other gases. The weight of the new planet's atmosphere keeps the water liquid rather than just boiling into space. Only 2.7 times the size of the Earth, the new planet takes 38 hours to circle a dim red star about 40 light-years from here. It is one of the lightest and smallest so-called extrasolar planets yet found, part of a growing class that are less than 10 times the mass of the Earth. The planet, only 1.3 million miles from its home star, is distinguished by its relative coolness. It bakes rather than roasts, a consequence of the dimness of the red star, which puts out 1/300th the sun's energy. The planet was found using a bank of 8 telescopes called MIRTH on Mount Hopkins in Arizona. They are only 40 centimeters in diameter, no bigger than those of many amateur astronomers. They monitor the light of nearby stars, looking for the regular blips caused when a planet passes in front of its sun. If all such extrasolar planets have this type of atmosphere, none of them are likely to harbor life. Astronomers would have to redouble their efforts to seek even smaller planets to find habitable environments. But its discovery has encouraged a growing feeling among astronomers that they are on the verge of a breakthrough and getting closer to finding a planet something could live on. In the 15 years since the first extrasolar planet was found, more than 400 have been detected. The field is getting more intense as dedicated planet-hunting instruments, like the Kepler satellite from NASA, get into the game.